Hold on tight and get ready to meet your sugar mama, because this is the Cakes by Whisk podcast.
This chair is creaky. I'm going to try not to move much. But thank you for joining us for the Cakes by Whisk podcast. We have a very special guest. But before I introduce our guest, I would like to say hello to my co-host, Barb. How are you doing, Barb?
Oh, it's a cold and great day, but this is perfect for it, right?
Yes, it is cold.
I love this, yes.
Oh, man, it was really hot this week, but now it's cold. I, of course, am Ted, your other co-host, and today we have an excellent guest, one of our favorite people in all of B&I, maybe even the world, especially the pickleball people that I know. We have one excellent Amy Powell with us today. How are you doing today, Amy?
Good morning. I am so excited to be here. Barb is right. It's a dreary day outside, but I'm excited to be in here talking with you two.
I know. It's always a nice, fun day when you're talking about sweets and cakes and treats and I don't have a rhyme, but... snacks.
That's okay. Today is Valentine's Day,
it is
a perfect day to be speaking up about Barb and Cakes by Whisk.
It totally is, and I know it's maybe a little late for Valentine's Day, but that's okay. We're going to be talking about our other holidays coming up in the next few months as well. But yes, today is Valentine's Day, and I have a little bit of a theme running through this episode. Not really. I just wanted to ask you guys, have you seen that movie Valentine's Day by Gary Marshall? Are you familiar with this movie? It's one of those movies with like a million famous people in it.
Oh, okay. But it's been a while.
I think it came out in 2009, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think I have.
That's totally
Where
fine.
Where have you been?
It's
working.
It's forgettable.
All I do is work.
It's forgettable.
It's forgettable. It's like 8 storylines. Vaguely love-related.
I could say I've seen it, but then you'll ask me something about it, and I'll have to, like, fake it.
Oh, no, I don't have any trivia for it. I just...
Okay.
There's no trivia today.
Thank goodness.
But, yes, I wanted to ask you guys, related to Valentine's Day, Gary Marshall's Valentine's Day, I believe he also did Happy Days, is that right? Anyway.
Yes.
Laverne and Shirley. Okay, mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask each of you, Amy and Barb, what are your favorite romantic comedies, it being Valentine's Day. Sorry, chair.
I actually have one.
Okay.
And I happened to catch it the other day. I hadn't seen it forever. It was When Harry Met Sally.
Okay.
Back when Meg Ryan looked like Meg Ryan.
Right. Sure.
Before the now Meg Ryan. Just a great movie. And I've forgotten about all the good lines. And I enjoyed just sort of, you know, channel skipping and finding it and just stayed on it.
Billy Crystal, right?
Billy Crystal was funny.
Sure.
Meg Ryan looked like Meg Ryan. Those were the good old days.
Yeah, people start looking weird. The older they get, people start getting definitely, especially in Hollywood, especially. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Have you guys seen Madonna recently?
I saw the photo from her from the Grammys the other night. Was it the Grammys?
I don't think it's all lighting, but
no,
it's not. Something's rough.
The lighting needed to be darker. Sorry.
Have you seen that photo, Barb? All right. I don't want to disparage anybody, but maybe,
love is
maybe
blind.
Slow it down.
Yeah, love is blind.
No, sure. Totally. I didn't mean to start judging people. All right. Here we go. Valentine's Day.
Wait. Mine are
Yes.
Just,
what's yours?
It's not necessarily Valentine's related, but it's love related. It's all the Hallmark shows.
I was going to say, my mom loves Hallmark Channel.
I do, too. It just is like feel good. You don't think about any problems, right?
Royalty-free background music.
Exactly.
That's what I notice.
Oh, that's funny. Well, that is your deal.
Yeah,
right?
Since I do a lot of like searching for that, I hear it and I'm like, man, I've heard this in like 8 other Hallmark movies. It's just that boom, boom, ding.
It's
ding,
a boom, theme. Ding, doom, pss, da,
shh. I'm feeling it.
You know what I mean? Anyway, Valentine's Day, the season of love, the season of love. We've got Amy Powell on as our guest, and we're excited to talk about some of our favorite treats for the season of love. So, Barb, I'm going to hand it over to you. I want you to talk about maybe some of your favorite treats that you've made for people in the season of love, Valentine's
Day.
Well,
I can tell you what I made this season.
Yes.
I made tons of chocolate-covered strawberries.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm.
And
gotta do it.
Strawberries this year are huge.
Yeah, like size wise?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Huge. I'm like, score. And then, you know, to do the chocolate covered strawberries, because usually you find little bitty ones and you got to add to the box, right?
Now there's like four of them in a box.
Well, so it's big. Six, but I had to like maneuver, right?
Yeah.
And like move over. Sure. And then sugar cookies. So I did three in a bag. And so I did heart, a pair of lips, and then a little mini heart, but I made it look like an emoji, you know, the kiss one.
Sure. Okay.
Because I use that a lot.
That sounds like a great bag.
It is. Yeah.
Emoji cookies is a great
idea. It's like you're blowing a kiss. So there's a little red heart with it. So turned out darling. So those were my go-to this season. Oh, actually a blackberry pie. Oh my gosh. Oh. So I had a little extra and I made a little loaf one. So it's to go to my daughter. So
is it more like a cobbler?
Well, I made it.
Is that what a pie is?
Well, no, I added cobbler on top. So the cobbler is the extra streusel, I guess would be it. But I make my pies with graham cracker crust.
Okay.
And then I made the traditional streusel. Yeah, say that
so
many times.
So the cobbler is the top part? Is that what makes it a cobbler?
Yes.
Amy, you're from the South. You got to know what this is. Come on.
Cobbler is typically no crust.
That's what I was thinking when she said blackberry pie. I immediately thought blackberry cobbler.
Right. Oof. So I kind of made it a combo because a cobbler is no crust on the bottom. Okay. So I made and added the streusel on top, which makes it a cobbler because that's the best part.
Well, sure.
I mean, sort of. Really?
I mean, the gooey center is pretty good, but
yeah,
blackberry pie is delicious. Is that
fresh blackberries?
Is that stereotypically a love season treat?
I would say a berry pie is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Any kind of berries.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I don't know why it just brings up love.
Is that something your daughter particularly likes? Why you made it for
her? She likes fresh.
Fresh berries.
Okay. Fresh ingredients. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I had extra, so I'm not going to eat it. So,
Good. I'm glad she'll enjoy it.
That's got to be hard, making all these sweets and treats and being like, I need more people to give these to.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's hard. I bet having like if you had little grandkids, little kids, they'd eat them up.
You just wait, little snacks. Grandkids, when I have you. Yes, you just wait.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to talk about, thank you for sharing your wonderful favorite love season movies and TV film genre. I totally get it. I was going to say something about Hallmark because my mom is a huge fan, especially like Christmas time. Where every old guy is actually real Santa? Like, how does that happen every time? It's so weird.
He's got white hair and a beard.
I know. It's what a weird fantasy land we live in. I wanted to move on to... I have a question. Have you ever done, for the Valentine's Day season, have you ever done, like, edible bouquets or like treats in, like, a flower formation? I don't know if that's encroaching on edible arrangements, but...
Oh, it's not because they're fruit.
They're fruit.
Yes.
There you go.
No, no one's ever ordered them, but I've made it just to practice. So when they do order it.
Okay.
I do flowers on cupcakes. So you just put it in a, you add the little tissue paper around each cupcake and then you put it in a pot. And so then it looks like a bouquet. Yeah.
And then you eat it.
And there you go. Yes. So
I know it's
therefore edible.
It's strange how it's an edible art. It's really like I feel bad destroying it, especially when you bring stuff in for like the B&I.
That's what a camera is for.
That's true.
And then you eat it. So you'll always have a memory in your brain and physically.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad.
You can't take a snapshot of the delicious flavor, though.
No, but you can take a video and go, can you sense it?
That's why you have to keep ordering treats from Barb to taste it again and again.
Because we have so many flavor choices, right? Oh, yes.
I need to get that blackberry pie. The cobbler, sorry. I need some of that for sure. You got to make like little pie bites. Do they make those? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is that what a...
Yeah. a mini.
It's a mini pie.
Mm-hmm. Well, delicious. There's it's variety of sizes of mini pies. Yeah. Yeah.
You've done them before, right? You've done the lemon.
So I've done, well, lemon squares, but
right.
But then you can do mini pecan pies and or they're called bites, but then there's the small pies. Yeah,
sure. Gotcha. All right. So I want to move on to our upcoming holidays, things that you can order in a timely fashion, since this is going to be coming out real soon. I promise it's coming out soon. We got Valentine's Day right now, which has got some delicious stuff. We've got St. Paddy's Day coming up. Mm. Do you have any delicious treats that you make usually for St. Paddy's Day?
I do. Usually like the four-leaf clover cookies.
Yeah.
And then Bailey's added to cupcakes and then decorated St. Paddy's.
Do we really need to wait for St. Paddy's?
No, you can have this anytime. But those are probably the two most popular. Do you have any thoughts of what you might want?
Well, I just remembered, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, but I ordered for another holiday that you made. It was what's the fifth?
Margarita cupcakes.
Yeah, margarita cupcakes.
Ooh, Cinco de Mayo.
For Cinco de Mayo. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word. And I sent those as a gift to my boss, and he loved them, of course.
Oh, those are so good. And again, you don't have to wait. And those have real tequila infused in it. So
no wonder he loved them.
I used to not make it, but it's so little that Anybody can have it.
It's
not like you're going to get
delicious.
Drunk on it. Yeah. Sure. You probably get a sugar high over being drunk. You know?
Well, just the uniqueness of it, you know, that's something different.
Yeah, and it looks like a little margarita because it's got, instead of salt around the side, it has like sugar.
It's like sugar, yeah.
And then, but it looks like salt. And then a little lime, you know.
Sure.
Out of fondant. Beautiful.
So for St. Paddy's Day, make sure you grab, well, that's Cinco de Mayo, but for St. Paddy's Day, grab the Bailey's one.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully we don't, let's not skip over a holiday. We got Easter coming up, right? What are some of the delicious treats you ever made? You don't make candy.
No.
So you don't make those little candy eggs at all. Do you make stuff in the shape of eggs?
I make cake in this. I have these molds that are like a half egg shape. And then you take a melon baller and make a little scoop out of the fat part, right? And then I take, so first, then I frost it with like a poured fondant on the backside. And then I sprinkle powdered sugar across the top. Like now it's, you know, flat side up. And then I take lemon curd and put it in that little hole.
Like a yolk.
Like a yolk. So it looks like
an egg.
Like a hard boiled egg.
That's awesome.
That you cut in half. And oh my God, I could just
pop them right in
because it's a vanilla cake and it's so delicious. But those are so pretty too for a tea. Mm-hmm. I make for, if you want a tea, if you're doing a tea for Easter, I also do scones and I can do lemon curd on the side and, raspberry.
That sounds delicious. Okay. In our first episode, we talked about kink competition shows a little bit. We talked about how, Nailed It. Do you know Nailed It, Amy? Barb?
I don't know Nailed It, but I love watching the baking competition shows. I don't know why.
Well,
Nailed It
is they have a picture or they have the cake actually how it's supposed to be.
Oh, I have seen that.
And then when it doesn't come out like that, you know.
And they like, they're amateur bakers and so they're bad at it. But I love that craftiness. I love the, Nailed It's kind of a bad example. I love the ones where it's like they're making sugar sculptures and they're building a thing and designing it so it looks like a carousel and then you can eat the horses off of it. And you know, that stuff is so cool.
That's an art in itself. Yeah. There's chocolatiers. They're the sugar artists.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a confectionery artist. So, I stay in my lane for the most part. But I do like squirrel over there and try it because it's fascinating.
That world is so interesting and intricate and complex and artistic and creative in so many ways. It's so interesting. I did want to now move over to our interview with Amy Powell. Not really an interview, but I wanted to kind of get into the testimonial section. I want to talk about some of the things that Amy has ordered and enjoyed from Cakes by Whisk.
Oh, the list goes on and on. But
Well, then start rattling them off.
I would love to rattle them off. Well, I'll start with the very first thing I ever ordered from Barb, and it's like, to me, it's what she specializes in, is those special shapes, like she mentioned a moment ago. Like, you could just give her anything, like a tennis shoe, for instance, and she can make a cake, and it looks like a tennis shoe. Or I've seen her do like a garbage can for waste management or something, right? Like the recycling cans. But what I ordered was a birthday cake for my partner, who is a police officer. So the cake was round. Mm-hmm. That's not fancy, round, but it was like her waist. And around the edge of the cake was her utility belt, like the police belt, right? And it had the Glock, the gun, the weapon. It had ammunition. It had handcuffs. It had pepper spray. It had the handcuff keys and all the various things that are on her belt. Hang on. On the top of the cake was an image of her badge. Honest to God, I thought it was her badge. It was so real. You know, it looked like a metal badge on a leather holder.
Cool.
And then her stars and things were around for her rank were on the top. But it was a surprise party. So you mentioned this earlier about photos, right? So we had a surprise party with other people there that were police officers. And then we unveiled this cake to everybody at the same time. And everybody went berserk, you know, photos.
Wow.
We took more time taking pictures of the cake than we did eating the cake. The detail, I'm trying to show this to tell people, you know, if you're thinking about ordering something from Barb, the detail of that belt, the texture of the gun handle, the screw heads, just everything looked, that badge on the top, I honest to God, I thought it was her actual badge. It was so real looking. And then, of course, it is cake.
Yeah.
And it is delicious. Yes, it is fascinating to look at, but then it is so delicious, right? So that was the very first thing I ordered from her, and we still talk about it to this day, about how realistic it looked. It was just wonderful. So thank you, Barb, for that.
You're quite welcome. Wow. I did take pictures of, like, all the I know it's around, but, you know, you take pictures of all the sections of it, so I could remember, right?
Oh, good, good. Well, and then something a little more simple, but still, they're remembering it. I had family come in to visit. I had my sister, this was a year ago, my sister and a friend of hers, who's also a friend of mine, came to visit here in Phoenix, where we live, and they came from Tennessee. And I wanted to have some treats from Barb. So I ordered, I think it was a couple of dozen cupcakes, and I said, I got to theme these in some way, right? So on top of each cupcake was something that related to them. So, for instance, my sister loves to play tennis. So on top of some of the cupcakes were images of tennis balls. I had their faces on some of them. Her friend is married to a farmer who grows corn. So we had corn on top of one of, not actual corn, but an image of corn. I'm trying to think of all the different
things. There was also Arizona sunset or something like that.
Yeah, it was Arizona sunset. It was just themed. And of course, just these simple just cupcakes.
Yeah.
They are my absolute favorite. Barb knows, because they're just, I call them white cake with the chocolate filling inside.
Yeah.
Just to die for.
Ugh.
So everything looks good, but it is cake. And when you eat it, it is incredibly delicious.
Yeah.
And I know you know what I'm talking about, too.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
We've had her treats at B&I meetings before. They're just, we've looked at each other before like, oh my God.
Well, and
while we're eating those bars.
The seven layer bar.
We both just fell out like, holy
impressive.
Cow.
Impressive.
That's
well,
a good word.
You know, you talk about how you love that chocolate filling in the cupcake. And there's a lot of bakeries who do not fill their cupcakes. And I feel like, it's like a slice of cake just because it's in the cupcake form.
Yeah.
So that's why I fill them, because it's just that extra special.
It does and, make it extra special.
But one of the first ones, too, was coming to B&I, and you were giving your presentation. And so you ordered cupcakes with your logo for your work.
Oh, that's right. Just said health markets on the top.
So as you're eating, so it's for commercial use as well. You know, you're promoting your own business, and you want them to have a treat, but now it's, oh, before I eat it, I see this logo, I'm going to think of Amy with Health Markets, right?
Yeah. And my, my parents are dentists and they have, you make cookies in all sorts of shapes. Mm-hmm. And so, tooth shaped with the logo on the actual cookie is such a cool little like niche thing. And
it's funny. You're eating a sugar cookie that looks like a tooth.
I know.
A dentist.
I know, but it's, it's really
job
great
security
promotion.
Right there.
My dad's always about as long as you can eat whatever you want, as long as you brush your teeth afterwards.
As long as you brush. There you go.
Or, one thing that he always says is it's not about what you eat. It's how long you eat it. So if you have like a glass of orange juice and you just drink it all really fast, that's better than sipping it like all day. Because you're bathing your teeth in the liquid.
In and the so, acid. Okay.
Yeah. So like you just don't want to like have candy in your mouth all the time. Like like crunching and eating candy is better for your teeth. You don't want to break your teeth, obviously. But anyway, this has been the Dental Minute with Ted.
But we were talking about tooth-shaped cookies.
No, for sure. And so, yeah, you can get cookies and confections in all sorts of shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. And that's another interesting thing.
Can I jump in real quick? Because you reminded me of something else. I mentioned earlier that I had sent those margarita cookies to my boss a while back. And he loved him so much. And he was telling me about, he's like, I'm throwing a party for my son as a congratulations. He wrote a book. Like he was an author.
Cool.
He was, you know, celebrating his book being published.
Yeah.
And I said, you got to call Barb. She made a cake that looked like his book.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and the guy loved it, of course. So, it's not like a book. That's not very exciting.
That's cool.
It looked like his book, right?
Yeah.
That's what's cool about it. So her things aren't just delicious. They're memorable because people still talk about the police cake and the cupcakes with their faces on it. And this, right? He'll always remember the cake that looked like his book.
That's so cool.
You know, and you were talking about, we're talking about celebrations and what's coming up. So I have some weddings coming up that, you know, they want to give a favor, but they don't necessarily want to give like a keychain or something like that. So they do an edible favor. And this groom, they met, you know, having ice cream. And so I said, well, I can do a cookie in the shape of an ice cream cone and you could give that to everybody. Because she wants her wedding to be like elegant and all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to throw a bone to the groom to be. You know?
So, that's a great idea.
I agree.
Did he do that?
Well, they're still deciding.
Oh, okay.
But, you know,
it's in the future.
But
it's coming up.
I've done like
I hope I get invited to the wedding.
I know saguaro cactuses like with a boho feel, and you know, just as gifts. So I mean, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, there's endless creativity. You know, it's an art, as we said before. Mm-hmm. I do want to get into, is there anything else, any other memorable, delicious treats that you've ordered from Barb? Any other testimonials or?
I've used her for other business colleagues. Like I sent a thank you to the guy that mentors me. I sent him some cupcakes. And of course, his kids really appreciated that too. But I mean, that's something nice and different to do other than a card or a Starbucks gift card or something like whatever. I mean, the personal delicious cupcakes like that delivered to your home. She delivers. I mean, that's amazing. So he really appreciated that.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that makes, I just want to bring joy to people through my art.
Oh man. I love cupcakes. I love treats. I love snacks. I love confections. Also, all the different synonyms. Love them all. They're all delicious. Is there anything that we have coming up in the future? Any other holidays? We got St. Patty's Day. We got Easter coming up. I have written down Mother's Day. That's a delicious holiday. Are there any memorable things that you've cooked for anybody for Mother's Day, Barb?
Well, Cameo. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of...
You mean
vintage,
the necklace, that pin?
But you know that logo?
Yeah,
I've done that on cookies because if it's for mom or grandma, I mean, more so grandma.
Yeah, that's kind of vintage. That's
It is more vintage. But, you know, vintage is coming back, I got to say. But
fashion's circular. So
probably like the flower bouquet of cupcakes is good for Mother's Day. you know, I do cakes with themes of like what your mom likes to do, gardening, yeah. sewing, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Cause you got to have dessert, right? So why not? My mom would every, 7 years had her birthday and Mother's Day on the same day. And she would always say, two gifts, no combining. And I'm like, really, mom?
That's so funny because my mom's birthday is on Mother's Day too. Okay. May 13th.
Oh, and my mom's May 10th.
So
My mother's birthday was Christmas Day.
So oh, wow.
Really terrible when you're a kid.
Yes.
I guess as an adult too, but you're just completely forgotten.
Sure. No, bless that's a bummer.
Oh, she gets to share it with Jesus.
If you got to share it with somebody, that's a good
one. Yeah, sure. Exactly. And then school's out, right?
School's going to be coming out.
So
yeah.
There's teacher appreciation, like you're giving a gift. Ooh. So in the shape of apples, give a teacher an apple.
Great idea.
A cookie
those,
apple.
Yes, those are so darn cute. And the teachers appreciate them.
Speaking of cookies, this is just coming across my mind. Do you guys like cookie butter? Have you ever had cookie butter? Do you know what this is?
Uh-uh.
It's like peanut butter, but it tastes like cookies.
Interesting.
Oh, like you buy it in a jar and smear
you
it
buy
like
it on
peanut
a jar
butter?
And you can put it on a cracker and then boom, the cracker is now a cookie.
Oh my God. Where do we buy this,
Check
Ted?
It out. Maybe make some cupcakes with cookie butter. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Oh
where do you find it?
I think it's at Trader Joe's.
Okay.
That's where I know it from. But anyway, sorry about that. Oh my God.
No, that was a good segue.
Oh, it's so delicious. Well, with that, we're going to say thank you for joining us, listening to the Cakes by Wix podcast. Amy, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Our very first guest.
I so enjoyed it. Thank you for inviting me.
It's been a great time. We will definitely have you back on again. We're going to try and get some more guests on the show coming up soon. But if you're interested in any... maybe a little late for Valentine's Day, but that's okay. You can still contact her. She'll make you heart-shaped cookies. Doesn't have to be Valentine's
Day.
No,
sorry. Yeah.
You're out?
Yeah. We're at no Valentine's. No, it's today.
Come on. Well, yeah, you can do it next week. And
you can order it anytime.
We'll still be glad.
Yeah, you can celebrate Valentine's daily.
All right? Correct. That's what I'm saying.
St. Patty's Day. We got Easter coming up and Mother's Day.
Yes.
And end of school, if anything. So if you're interested in getting any sweets for any of those occasions, please contact Barb at Cakes by Whisk. But otherwise, thank you guys for joining us, and we will see you on the next episode.
Thanks, Ted.
Thank you, Ted.
And Amy.
And Sugar Mama. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This podcast was produced by T-Door Productions.